Big ripple effects on Lisa Sobrady, Fox News. The bridge collapse in Baltimore will have wide-ranging impacts on the U.S. supply chain, both shipping and truck traffic, as well as local businesses. For now, though, the focus remains on a search and recovery operation while federal investigators begin their work.
Whatever happened aboard the cargo ship Dolly to cause it to ram the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is something experts will need to figure out, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Fox News.
If the investigation determines that any private party or parties are responsible, they will be held accountable.
Six missing construction workers are now feared dead. Meanwhile, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the nation will likely feel economic impacts as the wrecked bridge is blocking seaport traffic.
We're talking about a port that's responsible for over 51 million tons of foreign cargo. That's the largest in the country.
Eben Brown, Fox News.
The governor has said the cargo ship lost power and issued a mayday call just before impact. Israel's prime minister meeting with visiting U.S. senators and explaining his decision not to send senior leaders to Washington to discuss future military plans in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott in Jerusalem that the U.S. decision to abstain from the U.N. Security Council vote was a bad move. The resolution called for an immediate ceasefire during Ramadan, as well as the release of the hostages, but did not condemn Hamas. Netanyahu told Scott why the vote prompted him to renege on plans to send a delegation of Israeli officials to the White House to discuss plans to go after Hamas in Rafah.
It was a message, first and foremost, to Hamas. Don't bet on this pressure. It's not going to work. And I hope they got the message.
Tuesday, the president was asked what he made of Israel's decision not to send a delegation. He said he did not want to get into it, that there was plenty of time to talk about it.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says destruction of Hamas battalions in Rafah is non-negotiable. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Just getting word of an agreement between allies of Florida's governor and Disney to settle a lawsuit over who controls Walt Disney World's governing district. The Oversight District Board just approving the settlement. A major shift in legal action involving a candidate for U.S. Senate.
Arizona GOP Senate candidate Carrie Lake will not contest her liability in a defamation suit brought by Stephen Richer, the Republican Maricopa County recorder. Richer claims Lake falsely accused him of causing her loss in the 2022 Arizona governor's race. In a video released after Lake's legal team filed paperwork on Tuesday, she says her decision will allow her to focus her attention on her Senate campaign.
By participating in this lawsuit, it would only serve to legitimize this perversion of our legal system and allow bad actors to interfere in our upcoming election.
Lake lost to now Governor Katie Hobbs by just over 17,000 votes and refused to concede.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. It's not known exactly who RSVP'd, but China's President Xi Jinping had a meeting with American corporate leaders in Beijing today.
China is trying to woo foreign investors, and international firms are seeking reassurance over new regulations. Beijing wants to boost growth this year after foreign direct investment in China shrank 8% in 2023. Some 20 U.S. firms were invited to participate in Wednesday's gathering, including FedEx, Chubb Insurance, the Qualcomm Computer Chip Company, and Bloomberg. Wednesday's 90-minute meeting followed a dinner last November with U.S. executives in San Francisco, where Xi received a standing ovation.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Some executives, including Apple's Tim Cook, were already in Beijing for other meetings. The U.S. has long accused Chinese officials of undermining fair competition, in part by stealing intellectual property. A rally for the Dow, it's up 193 points, but the NASDAQ is lower. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.